Namaskar.
I'm with Dada Chit Krishnananda here at Ananda Nagar. Tell us, Dada, how and why did you get involved with Ananda Marga? What year was this?
Yeah. I was studying in South India. I was about in the first got admitted in the engineering college in Coimbatore, a city in South India. Originally, I was very much attached with the Ramakrishna Mission. I mean, Ramakrishna, Vivekananda, reading all these books and practicing their style of meditation. And also for a while, I was with Brahma Kumaris. I think quite popular organization. And then also I was involved in RSS, Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, which is very much in India now in the kind of politically attached with BJP. Yeah, okay. Then during my studies, I spent a lot of time in spirituality, reading spiritual books by different yogis. And then, but when I got admitted in the engineering college, the first class I attended, taken by a teacher, a lady teacher, that was the first class for her after she was posted as a lecturer in the college. She asked the students, that is, each one to tell their name and their hobby. So when my turn came, I said, this is my name, and then my hobby is yoga and meditation. And then immediately she told me that I should meet her after the class. So I met her after the class, and she gave me the address of the Anamar Jagriti, where Dadas were staying. And then, but I was not so keen to go there because I was already part of some different spiritual groups and doing meditation. Not so keen, but every time she will keep asking me. So just to get her satisfied, I went to the Ananda Marga Center in Coimbatore, and that Dada was Dada Parasattananda. Right now he is here. He is more than 82 years old. So he initiated me, and then after the initiation, I was totally kind of difficult to explain, kind of spiritually excited. And then this meditation, this process is something unique, something very organized, very systematic, which I didn't find in any other spiritual groups with whom I was involved. Then I started practicing regularly. It was getting more and more interesting. I got second lesson, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, all I completed in a few months. I think it was 3 months I completed all the lessons. Then I was going frequently and learning about Baba and all this. At the time, Baba was in jail. So,
what year is this?
It was 1973, that was the time. So then I was trying to get a single room in the hostel. Finally, in a mysterious way, I got it. So I used to do long sadhana in my room. I used to skip skull in my room are doing Tandava, and gradually the students come to know that I have skull in my room, and it helped me because those days the ragging was there. The senior students used to harass the junior students, but it never happened to me because no one comes to me, ragging and all this. They thought I am some kind of strange man, tantric, you know, some kind of thing. So it was useful. Then gradually I got, my friends also got initiated. So almost about 75 students of the engineering college got initiated there. And one of them also became full-timer. Right now he is in Anand Market Institute of Technology in Anand Nagar, quite popular in Anand Nagar, very popular among the students for teaching. So this is how it happened. So during my study, the same our class lecturer who got me initiated, she wanted me to come to meet Baba in jail. So though Baba was in jail, but at the time I already got so much inspiration, sadhana, so I developed a lot of devotion for Baba. So we went to Patna, including three of my classmates. So we met Baba in jail.
Before you went there, what were you thinking about Baba being in jail? Did that, think that was unusual or good?
Yeah,
thing?
It was unusual for me, because in India, spiritual master means this orange dress or something, long hair and things like that. But when I see Baba in the Baba's photo, he's like a gentleman. But anyway, very fast after doing sadhana, and I look at Baba's photo, I feel inspiring and blissful. So I have no more question on why he's in jail or anything. We used to send a message to the government from South India to release Baba and all these things, all kinds of. And those days, CBI also was after me, trying to watch what I am doing and coming, because it was good that they could not enter the hostel. So, but they were watching me. So when I went to see Baba, he was very thin, long fasting, at that time, I think it's about 1970s, just maybe a few years before releasing Baba in jail. Then along with me was one lady from Kerala, southern part of India, and then one Margi from Karnataka was there, Dayanand. So I get very good chance there with Baba, first time seeing him. But his face was so inspiring and fatherly and very smile, very loving. He called me close to him, and then under the bed there was a bottle of candy. And took out the bottle, took the candy and put it in my mouth, and with a big smile, it was so blissful. Then the Mari Nirmay told me that you're touching Baba's body is very nice and all this. So he was massaging Baba's body. I was also massaging all over the body, feet, body, everywhere. We were massaging. Baba was just talking to other Margis there, lying down. And I noticed my hand was smelling very sweet, like sandalwood. The inspiring experience. Then after that, Baba blessed every one of us, putting his head on our hand on our head. Then it was difficult to leave, so we did sastang prana and then left from the room. So that was the first meeting with Baba. Then after a few years, Baba was released. We again came to Patna, where Baba was, after releasing Baba was in Patna. So that is where I got my first personal contact. No, right, yeah. First personal contact, yeah. So, personal PC was very inspiring to be with Baba personally and telling different things. It was, he just took me on his lap and he just hugged me. And then he said, "You are a little boy, but you have to do great work for the mission." "Yes, Baba, I will do." Actually, I was planning to go to training center during my studies, but my acharya prevented me that you must complete your studies, then you go to training center, which will be useful for the mission if you have completed your study. So, as my acharya's order, I followed it. So, the PC with Baba was very inspiring, and first, he asked me that, "Do you remember the mistakes you have committed in your life, so many lives?" I said, "No, Baba." And then, "Don't you deserve punishment for your past misdeeds?" I said, "Yes, Baba." "Okay, raise your hands." I just raised my hands like that. Then Baba took the stick and he was just like this, was as though he was going to beat me very severely. I know there is going to be a disaster or something is going to happen. Then he just brought and just touched me like that. Just very mild touch. And then he kept the stick. "Now you are a good boy." And you got your punishment, now you should do something good for suffering humanity. I said, "Yes, Baba." I was so inspired in that situation. And then he made me to take a promise that I'll be a good, great and noble person. I gave that promise to Baba. So then PC was over. Then after that, I used to see Baba a few times before going to training center. The last one was in Bhuvaneswar, Orissa. I was a student, and then after attending the DMC in Bhuvaneswar, I was supposed to go to training center. So because I'm going to training center, so I got another chance to be with Baba personally. So there, he asked me the question that, "Do you remember that when you were with Lord Krishna?" I said, "No." He asked me, "Well, do you know where you present at the time of Lord Krishna?" I said, "No, Baba, I don't remember." Then he said, "You don't remember, but I remember." It was so inspiring. But then I expected Baba will tell who I was, but he didn't say who I was at the time. So after that, then some things he was telling me. Then I went to training center. I came back from training center after completing training. It was only about a month and a half. Completed the training. Baba was calling, putting pressure for more whole-timer creation. So my training was very rushed. My examiner was Acharya Dasarath. So he was taking examination. As part one, part two, part three, and all these ABC, everything was only one question. That is, he asked me, "How do you pronounce Krishna in Bengali. So I know the I is O in Bengal. So I said Krishna. It was passed. That's all the examination passed. So then I came, the Brahmachari, as a Acharya and Brahmachari, I have to again have a PC with Baba. That was my third PC. And then, at that time, Baba asked me one thing, that if the prestige of woman is in danger, what will you do? Then I was thinking, what should I reply? Very different question. And he said, Baba, I will do whatever is necessary to do to prevent that. I just replied, Baba smiled. And then, will you be shy to sit in the cremation ground naked? Others, no, Baba. Okay. Open up your clothes and go and stand there. Means he was showing the window. Outside the window, there is a road where all the public is moving, and I am supposed to go there naked and stand there. And then, before going, I have to pass through the hall where Baba is going to give darshan after my PC, and where many margis, dadas, didis are sitting there. I have to pass through that and then go out and then go down and go to the road and stand there naked. That's how I understood. So I had practically no any problem. The guru is staying, do that, nothing to worry. So I took out my clothes, and then I was going towards the door to open the door. Baba said, no, you go and stand there near the window. I mean, I have just go and stand near the window where I am visible to anyone from the road to see. I went and stand there, and Baba said, okay, come on, sit and put your dress. That's it. So then I worked only in India less than 2 months after getting posted in Bhopal. Then I was posted in Mandla sector and Suva sector as SCS for both the sectors. At the time, Japa Siddhan was the SS of Australia. So they have arranged my ticket to go to Thailand. So before leaving, we have to get Adhu Diksha. So I got my Adhu Diksha, within a period of 2 months after becoming whole-timer. So after getting the Diksha, the next day I am supposed to take the flight. So I was going with Baba in the field walk in the car. Those days we sit side by side, Baba sitting, I'm sitting. So the car was going. Then Baba took my right hand, I was holding my hand, said, do not, first thing he said is, nature never tolerates unrestrained life.
What sort of life?
Nature never tolerates unrestrained.
Unrestrained life.
So, this is the second one. The first sentence was that do not depend on donation. Then he repeated that twice. Do not depend on donation. I said, understood. And then he said, nature never tolerates unrestrained life. Do you understand? Actually, that sentence I couldn't understand clearly. What does it mean? It's also when you are with Baba, you are a bit excited, you know. So, I can't say no to Baba. I can't say yes. So I was just, yes, Baba, something. So Baba understood, I didn't understand. She explained that if you can digest too easily, you should take only two idli. Now, idli is a southern India dish. If you take more than two, then nature will not tolerate, you would have indigestion. Do you understand now? Oh, yes, I have understood. Means it's quite clear to me that I should have self-restraint in everything. So, but when he told me, do not depend on donation, at that time I didn't take anything serious about it. I said, okay, maybe people may give donation or not donation, doesn't matter, like that. So, after post in Malla sector, after a very short while, I became SS. I was quite young at the time, a young boy. There was a lot of financial difficulties in Malla sector, but we had a good team, Aragyananda and Maheshwananda now, President Maheshwananda, and some few workers. We were discussing how we can solve the financial crisis in our sector, a very poor sector at the time, in the Philippines, sitting in the sectoral office room. Then I proposed them, let us do some commercial project where we can make ourselves self-sufficient, not depending on the donation. And everybody agreed, all the dadas there. So then we started different kinds of projects, and it made a great impact in the organization at that time. A lot of things happened. So then I understood the blessing of the Guru, it means a lot. It was a great blessing that through that sentence, do not depend on donation. He made it clear to me what I should do in future. And it has been going on until today. Okay.
So what are you doing now, Dada?
Now, I am in one of the massaging time with Baba when I was in Mandala sector SS. Baba used to tell a lot about Ananagar. I was telling that the first two rivers on the earth flowing on the ice, when the ice started melting, and that these two rivers, Dakshina and Uttarayana river, and that mountain, Bilamo, it was the tallest mountain on the planet. Then how things changed due to an earthquake and all this. And then there are six artesian wells in Ananagar where if you can dig there, the water will come by itself from the ground. But Baba didn't tell me the location, but he said there are six artesian wells are there. Then he used to tell like this, quite much about Ananagar. Then one day he asked me that, can I expect that this little boy will do something big for Ananagar? I said, yes, Baba. So, after the SS post in Manila sector and then after Mahaprayan, I remember I should do something for Ananagar. So, I was posted as Central Commerce Secretary. So, I started the bag factory in the Ants bag, which is quite popular now. Having good quality bag. And then, this Ants Light, you might have seen. It's a big firm. Over 500 people are employed. And this, all different Ants, silver and things, so many things we did. It has generated quite big amount for the organization, and we have lots of lands are being purchased in Ananagar those days, and so finally I thought, now in this particular situation of the organization, what should I do? So finally, in 2016, when I was in Kuala Lumpur, thought came to me in very strongly, maybe it's Baba's grace, I took a decision, now it is time to go and do something for Anandanagar. So finally I shifted myself to Anandanagar. So since that time I am here most of the time in Anandanagar. And here we have the bag factory, in Haridwar we have the LED torchlight factory, quite huge. I think perhaps the number one company in India for portable lighting now. So it is doing fine. And here in Anandanagar, Baba has given several commercial projects and the names also. So Baba wanted that there should be soap factory, detergent powder factory, shampoo factory, both washing soap and bathing soap. And he has given the trademark, the brand name. That is, for the bathing soap, he gave the name, Be Sweet. For washing soap, Baba gave the name, Be Clean. For shampoo, he gave the name, Be Charming. And for detergent powder, he gave the name, Be Cosmic. So, and then Baba also gave one, just the next compound, where there is our oil mill factory. So Baba gave the name, very inspiring name, Test Me. Test Me. So now we have all those products in those names. It's available in the market, in the whole district. It is being sold, being produced. We have the capacity to produce altogether about 4 to 5 tons a day. But now, right now, we are producing maybe about 1 to 2 ton. It's going on. And we have employed about 30 people working here. And that is a very good thing, that they have stable job without looking for job or occasional jobs. Now they are working continuously here for more than 3 years. Warehouse for steel in this area, there are about 30 welding shops making windows, doors, gates, all these grills. So, and they used to go all the way 30 kilometers. Every morning they go, evening they come with their raw material. Then they cut and weld. So it was a kind of much difficulty for the people in the area. So what we did, we made a huge steel warehouse where we got directly from the factory and stock here all the varieties of steel items, everything they need. So now they are very happy that they can just come in the walking distance, buy everything and deliver it into their shop where they are doing the welding. So it has flourished the rural industry a lot, and also a construction need for the house building, everything, for doors, window, everything. Now they don't have to go to Bokaro. Right in Anandanagar, they have everything. And even people in between Bokaro and Anandanagar, they come here to buy because of the comfort they have here to come and buy locally and go. So it has helped tremendously for the local rural industry development.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Very inspiring. Yeah.